The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, I'm great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic as well, buddy. It's this weather here is unbelievable. You know, it's very, very enjoyable. We're just out there, you know, extending. I'm not even going to say extending fall. It's almost like we're extending summer, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it really is. It's just. I just hope the end result is, without getting into the weather forecast, I just hope that this makes us feel like we had a shorter winter, because it's, you know, less fall and feels like more summer. And I just hope that, you know, winter goes by in a snap.
Yeah. You know what the real problem is right now, just related to everything, and, you know, just out there and put it to the people, is that there's no rain, you know, and the fire issues is very, it's worrisome.
Yeah, no, this has been unreal. I mean, I can't ever recall that we went over a month without rain.
Right.
I mean, not even like, it was a little bit one day, a little bit here. Like, we didn't get a lot. I mean, we're getting zero.
Yeah. No, 100%.
It's crazy.
You look at the bodies of water. I know that, you know, over by where you live, there's a reservoir over by there. I'm sure it's low.
Yeah. No, they're not showing that bad, though, come to think of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting. So, yeah. But nonetheless, you know, here we are, Mike, and we are into the second week of November here. We've got the presidential election behind us. You know, for everybody out there, I just want to take a moment and talk about something real quick here that we've spoke about before the election. We're going to speak about for a minute here after the election, is do not make your financial decisions based on whether or not you're happy with who won the election.
No, that's absolutely correct. That's always been our theme. It's been our theme for probably over 10 years or better. Right?
Yeah.
Honestly. And no, that's our theme. And, you know, great. We have a new president. We settled the election. Let's all move forward financially. And I think the biggest thing is do what's right for you. You know what I'm saying? Keep your eye on the ball. And what are you doing to improve your situation? Because, again, you can only control the micro. You can't control the macro.
Right. So well, don't, micro, macro, what? People don't know what you're saying.
Well, financial situation above that you're dealing with.
Yeah, the micro situation being your own situation, right?
Yeah.
That's all you have the real control over. We don't have control over the big, the macro, the country's economy. So let's stay focused on that and make sure that we're doing all the right things. Now, I also went back and I looked, and, you know, Mike, after presidential elections, it seems as though to me, from what I looked at, is that active management really does, you know, a nice job during that period of time. And when you do the research and you make a hypothesis based upon it, it's really because there's money manage rotation to different areas of markets and industries where they feel as though the policies of the next administration will benefit from.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so every president, every party, if you will, whether Democratic or Republican, they different economic beliefs, if you will, that favor or disfavor certain industries.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it only makes sense that when you're saying, Doug, active management does pretty well here, is because money has, especially when you're changing parties, right?
Yes.
You know, so it's not like you went from, like, okay, you know, the Democrat, you know, Joe, we can talk now, right? We're not, so
yeah.
Joe Biden and let's say Harris won, it's a different president, but same party, kind of same beliefs there, probably not much change. But when you go from Joe Biden to Donald Trump, yeah, I mean, the chances are economically you're going to see different beliefs and different, I shouldn't say, I think you will see different beliefs and different changes.
Correct. Yeah. And that's where, you know, kind of active management can be beneficial in some circumstances, some people out there. So we want to urge you, you know, to look at it and pay attention to what's going on. And then, well, we're also into another stretch here, Mike, is that regardless of the presidential election, is that the stretch from November to May, historically in the markets, is it's got a great history of being a very positive stretch in time. Now, I'm not saying a ridiculously positive. It doesn't have a history of being like 20% positive, but it has a history of being a strong, high single digit positive, you know, period of time in the markets right here.
It's called the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Honestly, and you know, you have a new president, and a lot of his campaign promises, or any other president's campaign promises, the first thing they do is they activate what they promised.
But
and people were all in favor of that.
Yeah, so my point was, it's not just a presidential election. Historically, like November to May is always is typically a good time.
Yeah.
But you're right, you know, 100%, you know, dovetailing what we're talking about related to the president.
Right. And then you're saying on a bigger scale, any Congress, Senate, midterms, political, there's a honeymoon because the person that got elected, the majority's in favor of, and they're implementing, this is the first strides. And it's generally looked at very favorably. These are things that people wanted.
Yeah. And you know where I think that the people need to be smart here is to proactively look at your situation right now and say, all right, now we've all got to accept the fact that there's a new administration. There's going to be new policies. Are you holding on to investment situations, investment strategies that did well during the past administration, but aren't going to do well in the next administration, or may not do well in the next administration? Are you doing that or not? We want to make sure that you're being smart about it, because at the end of the day, your life, your, as Mike referred to earlier, the microeconomy of your life and your household is what's most important, and we got to get people back to focused on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Doug, I just want to say here, like the campaigns at any level, the whole election season we just went through is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting for everybody. I mean, you sit home and it's commercial after commercial. I don't care if you're for or against that person. It's exhausting. So now it's kind of like an exhale. We just went through a very intense, you know, exercise in this country. But here's what I want to tell everybody listening. When you exhale, we're ready in November. We got the holidays coming. So we're all going to get consumed into our holidays, right? We're done. The political's off our mind. But January 1st is around the corner, and it's going to be time to hit the ground running. There will be a new administration coming in, a new Senate, a new, you know, whatever. And, you know, you need to be prepared for that. So now's the time. You don't want to be playing catch up, or you got left at the starting gate. Because I can tell you what the next excuse is when January comes. I got to wait to get all my tax stuff in the mail. And after I'm done doing my taxes, I'll address my financial situation, which is kind of really, when you think about that, we talk about this all the time, right? People put that off as well. When I see my CPA, I'll be ready to do some of my it's kind of working in reverse. Your financial situation dictates that tax return, what's on that tax return, not the tax return dictates your financial situation. That's how I look at it. But people always have that as a card to push off and kick the can down the road.
Yeah, the it's misunderstood, I think, by a lot of people that tax return is just a history report.
Yeah.
Right? And to your other point, Mike, of don't wait and don't get left behind, we all saw what the market did the day after the election.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
I'm telling you that the money managers and you know, Wall Street and all that, they will be making the changes, you know, now in anticipation of what's coming. They don't wait and say, oh, well, I'm going to wait until the inauguration takes place. And, you know, well, then when they're in there, no, it's not how it works. Markets tend to price in advance, 6 months in advance when possible. But when now you got 3 months in advance, 2 months in advance, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So don't be fooled to believe that it doesn't take place until then, because it does start to take place now.
Yeah, the message is what the message has always been on this show is, okay, folks, focus on you now. okay, let's what's going on in your financial life? What can or can you not do? What should be done before year end? Because it's, you know, December 31st is an important day in the financial world for different cutoffs and stuff like that. What are you doing to roll forward, to hit the ground running, like we said? You know, Doug, every year, forget the election, we come on the show and we say right after Labor Day, summer's over, all right? To me, that's the sweet spot, September to April 15th. It's just big financial time, right? Last quarter of the year, get things together, do things. Things need to be done, kick off the year, ground running, taxes, the whole deal. So don't let the election be like, okay, that's finally over. You need to do something for yourself. I mean, I almost feel like we're begging sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Don't you? I mean, I feel like, stop,
right.
Stop.
Right, please,
this is,
just
look, look, look
do
like you're
this.
Pleading, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But I feel it's that important.
Yeah, and it is that important. And, you know, Mike, we had a great dinner this past Wednesday night, excuse me. And, you know, we had you know, people there, and we had great conversations. But one of the phrases that was repeated over and over during the dinner was, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And it was on retirement readiness, and it was about cash flow and budgeting and Social Security and your Medicare and you know all that kind of stuff that, you know, related to that. And there were a lot of people, oh, I didn't know that, and I didn't know that. So my point in saying that is that there's so many things out there that you probably aren't aware of. Yeah. And it's natural that you're not aware of it. You're not in the throes of the industry. It's not what you do for your, you know, for a living. So you should take the opportunity to come in and sit down to see if there's something that, oh, well, I didn't know about that applies to you to improve your situation. One of the things that we spoke about at the dinner, Mike, is having people take advantage of opportunities. And their opportunities can present themselves in so many different ways, shapes, sizes. It doesn't really matter. But unfortunately, when people hear us talk, they say, oh, the financial advisor guys, yeah, they're talking about opportunities for you just for places to invest your money. And that's not the truth. We're looking for opportunities in all different areas and segments of your life to make your financial house as strong and as efficient as possible.
That's correct, Doug, you know, and yeah, I mean, you know, when people say, I didn't know that, that's great.
Right.
That's something they should be proud of. We should be proud. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have this show. That's why we have the conversations we do. That's why we have the dinners, you know, et cetera, so on, to educate and get people out there, right? We're not saying buy this, buy that, product driven. I mean, it's education. It's to get you to think, apply it to yourself. And I think, Doug, the big thing here is, and so far today, what the show is everybody's situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
How things apply to you. You know, what may affect me here may not affect you, but so what? You get what I'm saying? The bottom line is you're equally as important as I am, my financial house.
Right.
You know, and they need to be addressed no matter what my issue may be or what your issue may be.
100%, Mike, but unfortunately, it's not happening out there, right? There's a lot of complacency when it comes to this kind of stuff. And when we talk about opportunities, listen, I could just tell you, you know, there's like opportunities in your estate planning. Are there opportunities to take advantage of there, right? Opportunities in your risk management. Is there things to take advantage of there? Opportunities in your cash flow. Is there stuff to take advantage of there? And yes, of course, opportunities in your savings and investments. Is there opportunities to take advantage of there? So there's opportunities, there's different segments of your life that we talk to you about and try to point out opportunities as well as possible speed bumps or pitfalls that you may be heading towards and see if we can avoid those.
Yeah, you know, Doug, if I may, can I dive into the dinner a little bit here? Discussion. Yeah. Always amazes me. Always gets a conversation and maybe even a little controversy going.
Mm-hmm.
When to take Social Security.
Sure.
And just if there's ever like we sit here and we say it's your unique financial house. It's mine's different than Doug's. What's important to me? What needs to be done? That just jumps off the page,
yes.
Right? When you start talking about when should I take it and what's perceived, And when we go through it, it gets people, wow, I never thought of it like that, but you're right. And you know, you made the statement of the night when you said that we don't sell Social Security, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not like we're trying to tell you, take it, don't take it. You know, like we're here to number crunch and help you make the best decision. And I think it's another event that comes up with what may be good for me may not be good for Doug when it comes to, you know, when do I take it or how do I take it or how it applies. And it's always an eye opener. The conversation to me, that's the one that never gets old. It's amazing to see how people are after the conversation starts.
You know, what's funny is like just popped in my head when you were saying that. It's like, you're right. And we have these conversations with people all the time. And there's nothing in it for us.
Yeah.
There's absolutely zero in it for us when you take your Social Security. Yet sometimes we find ourselves fighting with you to make the best decision for you. Like our job is we're just trying to help you make the best long-term decision for you and your spouse if you're married and your time. And we're sitting in there and we get, you know, into these back and forths. I'm sure there's a lot of advisors out there that go to people, take it whenever you want.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing too? How does the conversation always start? I'm taking my Social Security early because it's not going to be here anymore.
Right.
That's always the kick off the night. You know what I'm saying? Type of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't think they're going to, you know, and then we have to go through the system and then apply it to you and what makes most sense to you and work our way through it. And it's, you know, Doug, I enjoy that because, like you said, you and I have no stake in the game except trying to get the person to do what's best for them.
Yeah. I think when at one point, I don't remember if it was you or I who said it to the people, it's that when it comes to Social Security, like, you got to flip your mindset. You got to flip the field a little bit on that. And the idea behind it is that, remember our goal. Our goal is to live our best lifestyle in retirement, right? That's our goal. So when we're going to retire, is we have to make the decision in Social Security that's going to give us the best chance to live the lifestyle that we want to live. Not did I soak the most out of the system and, you know, and get it out, but rather am I living the lifestyle I want, and is delaying my Social Security going to give me a higher probability of living the lifestyle that I want to live? You know, you don't want, is it that important for you to be the guy at, or woman at the cocktail party at 73 and years old and say, oh, I started taking it at 62 and this is what I've collected so far, but my check is still $1,000 less a month than yours? Or is it more important for you to say, yeah, between the Social Security I got coming in and myself, man, we don't have a worry in the world.
Yeah, no,
which is more important?
Yeah, no, but it's a great conversation. I just wanted to bring that out and just, you know, the debate goes on, right?
It does.
As they say.
You know, and one of the nice things that we have, Mike, and we can offer it out to the listeners here on the radio, is our Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security, right? Mm-hmm. It really is a nice piece, and it helps you in the Social Security decision. So if you'd like a copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security, feel free to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722, and just leave your name and your number. Tell us you'd like a copy of that, and we'll get it out to you.
Sounds great to me.
Anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and hope that you're enjoying it so far today. And Mike, it's the time of year, and we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, and we've gotten, you know, some questions in on it. It's the time of year where a lot of people take their required minimal distributions from their retirement accounts. And what that is, folks, is that when you reach the age, now it's the age of 73, the Internal Revenue Service, or you know, the IRS or the government, whatever you want to refer to as, tells you that you have to start to take money out of your qualified retirement plans that you haven't paid taxes on in the past. They want to start to get their tax revenue, so they force you to start to take money out. And there's a formula for you to do it, and you need to make sure that it's done, you know, properly. And, you know, one of the things that people, it just confuses people, Mike, at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, required minimum distribution. People don't know where to even begin. You know, they know they're supposed to be doing something with their retirement plan, Doug, but they don't even know which retirement plan. You know, do I need to do this? Is it every retirement plan? How much? How do you calculate it? You know, these are some of the questions, right? I don't know if you have more to add here, but these are the questions that we see right out of people. They're bewildered when it comes to required minimum distributions.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, and fortunately for us, we've got a great piece here to share with the listeners out here. And it's called How Lifetime Required Minimal Distributions Work. It's a great piece put out by our broker-dealer, and we want to share it with you folks. If you, if you'd like a copy of this, we're going to talk about it briefly here. But if you'd like a copy of it, please pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. So the piece is called How Lifetime Required Minimal Distributions Work, and it takes you through the whole process. But Mike, to your point, there is a lot of confusion for people out there, because if you have retirement accounts with different institutions and you're at the age where you have to take a distribution out, chances are you're going to get a letter in the mail from them telling you that you have to take a distribution and telling you how much that distribution needs to be. And so what's commonplace is that people just react right away and you know, say, okay, and do whatever is necessary for them to take the distribution out. But what you is very important to do the best planning, if you will, for yourself and have the right strategies is to understand that you just need to take the total of those added together out. You can take them from wherever you want to take them, but you just have to make sure you take the total out. So why don't you talk for a minute, Mike, about the process kind of that we'll take somebody through in determining where to take the money from?
Well, you know, Doug, so the process goes, right? The biggest thing is how much of that retirement money is there, and what is the number that needs to be taken holistically? Okay, and let's just say, Doug, it's, you know, you need to take out $8,000. I'm just throwing a number out there. Okay, so how do we determine is where do you take it from? And again, most people think it's, well, I need to take it from every account that I have. Not so. So some of the areas, Doug, when you say how do we determine, it's very, very broad here. You know, we can really stretch this thing out. But like, you know, we'll look at it, and I'll touch on a couple of things. First off, if people are already taking money out, retirement plans, in some sort of an income-based situation where they're getting a monthly check and that's going towards their retirement lifestyle, well, they're fulfilling that RMD.
They may be.
What?
They may be.
No, not for. Oh, I'm sorry. Not fulfilling it totally. It's being applied to whatever you need to do. So, yeah. Again, you know, if it's $8,000 you need to take out holistically and you're taking out five through income, well, that's five off the eight. If you're taking out $10,000 a year in income, well, you fulfilled your $8,000 obligation. As simple as that sounds, most people don't get that.
They don't. You're right. That may be the largest error that we see people doing, because what's going to happen is that, to Mike's point, let's just say you've got one account at XYZ company and another account at 123 company. And you're taking money out on a monthly basis from XYZ company. And to Mike's point, let's say it just totals $10,000 for the year.
Yeah.
And during the year, they send you a letter in the mail and they say that your required minimal distribution is $4,000. But you also receive a letter in the mail from 123 company that says your required minimal distribution is $4,000. Well, a lot of people will say, okay, I'm already taking money out of the first company, and then they'll say, oh, but I got to take money out of that. And then they'll go and they'll take an extra $4,000 out, when the reality is you've taken 10 out of the one account, and that's satisfied both needs.
And I'm going to tell you another thing, Doug. The account where you are taking the money out, I've had many people through the years say to me, hey, Mike, I got this letter. I need to take this RMD out of this account. And I have to say, no, you're good. That monthly money you're taking already satisfied that. Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought this was an addition to what I have to
right.
do. So that letter, although it's very good because it reminds people, because mm-hmm. people would just say, I forgot and I didn't know, causes quite a stir in what needs to be done on the situation. So to me, Doug, that's one of the most confusing ones right off the jump when it comes to RMDs.
No doubt about it. And probably the most common question that we get or circumstance that we see. Now there's the flip side, Mike. There's the people that don't take any money out of their IRA or their retirement accounts mm-hmm. because they don't need to. They're living their life just fine, and they get that notice in the mail, and now they're like, oh, you know, I got to take this money out of these different accounts. And it's at that point where we would like to sit with you and strategize a little bit and say, okay, well, which account are we going to take it from? Are we going to take a little bit from each account? Or are we going to say, nah, you know, we got this one over here that's not as productive as those other accounts. Maybe we'll just take it all out of that account.
Yeah, well, that's strategic, right? Strategically, what makes the most sense here? Where should I take it from? You know, least productive, most productive, you know, where have we been sometimes, right? Have the markets gone on a huge run and you know, let's trim that tree a little bit, if you will, and take the money out of that account because we just had a great year that generated it all. Different scenarios come up, different strategies. I'm kind of laughing just saying to people that haven't taken any money, it just makes me think, I feel like every blue moon I get into, I don't want to call it an argument, but I'll have a client that'll say, but I don't want to.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need it. Yeah. I don't want to. And next thing you know, we're going back and forth bantering. And I'm like, wait, I'm not forcing you to do this. This is the government doing it to you. So, I mean, we've had those arguments too, right?
You know, absolutely. But. You know, no doubt about it. And, you know, Mike, not too long ago, I met somebody that had a Roth IRA as well as traditional IRA. Yeah. And significant amount of money in both accounts, by the way. And taking money out of the Roth IRA on a monthly basis for their lifestyle. And I'm like, well, why are you taking it out of the Roth IRA? It's like, well, it's tax-free, so, you know, I don't pay any taxes on it. I said, yeah, but you've got to take $25,000 out of that IRA this year. They're like, yeah. I said, well, you're taking the money out of the Roth to support your lifestyle. You don't need the money from the regular IRA. You're taking it out. Why don't you stop taking as much out of the Roth so you can let that tax advantage pot of money continue to grow? So if you do need money for special circumstances, you can take it tax-free out of there and take what you have to take out of the IRA. Response? Didn't think about it like that. Nobody explained it to me like that before.
Well, you know, Doug, that's what you got quote there was changing gears, failing to change gears. And I could see maybe the scenario lines up to be, okay, I'm under the required minimum distribution age. I have two large pots. I'll take the money out of my Roth. It's tax-free. I'm keeping my income taxes mm-hmm. way down. Okay, great strategy. Great move, right? But now I turn 73. I have to take an RMD. I need to take $25,000 out. You have to kind of change gears there and say, that's the first $25,000 I spend towards my income to supplement right. my lifestyle. So just, to me, just didn't change gears. Thought was right, which was right from the beginning, was right forever. But, you know.
The issue is, Mike, for a lot of people out there, and I'm sure some people are going to, you know, definitely identify what I'm going to say right now, is that they don't have a relationship where somebody takes a holistic approach to their financial life for them. They just have relationships with, you know, investment salespeople or insurance salespeople or, you know, something like that, not where they sit down and they actually design a strategy and say, hey, let's do this the right way for you. And accountants don't usually do it. You know, they just kind of, you know, do your tax return. And, you know, it's very, very rare that we see somebody have an accountant that actually sits down and does proactive tax planning work with people related to income, right? We've seen it sometimes,
yeah.
but it doesn't happen often.
No.
Where they say, hey, hold on a second, let me go over your assets, look at your assets here with you. And, you know, although they're not asset managers, they should be tax managers and, you know, going it over with them. And too often, you know, that's not happening. So what you get here when you, you know, engage with us is you've got, you know, a firm that goes through all of this stuff with you. And the real benefit to you is then you're going to have an overall strategy in place, which means to you that we're hoping that you have a nice, smooth financial life. That's the, you know, the name of the game, paying as little in taxation as possible.
Yeah. You know, and that's, Doug, that's, you know, getting back to earlier in the show, that's things that we're talking about here that, you know, maybe this is the first year you have to take your RMD.
Right.
And, you know, you got to get it done between now and December 31st. Right. Let's say, you know, if that's your case, if you're doing, I know you can wait to April 1st, you know,
then you got to take two distributions next year, though.
Correct. But at the end of the day, how does that play into your cash flow? You know, how now this extra money, are you utilizing, or are you doing something else? Are you stopping taking money maybe out of the Roth plan and letting that build up? Is there another tax area that you've been, you know, or who knows, maybe you've been selling off investments and creating capital gains along the way.
Sure.
There's a lot of different areas strategically that need to be looked at during this period of time.
How about, Mike, if you're going to be at the age next year when you have to take a required minimal distribution? You should do the planning now. Like, you should come in now and say, okay, this is what I'm taking out now. This is how I'm taking it out. Next year, I'm going to be forced to take money out. And we figure it out, and so we get you set up, and right out of the gate, you know, we put a strategy together for you now so that in January, next year, when you have to take the money out, we're going to do our best to make sure that it's tax efficient for you to do that.
Yeah, that's a big common mistake in a lot of areas of financial, you know, planning or whatever you want to call it, is they fail to realize January 1st kicks off the new year, whether it's making IRA contributions for that year, Doug, whether it's taking your RMDs, you're good to go for 2025 on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like people kind of drag along and say, well, I got to take my RMDs later in the year, or oh, I got to make an IRA contribution. Oh, I have all the way, you know, I got a long time yet to go. People aren't proactive enough. That's what we find.
Yeah. And so, folks, we have this this piece that we'd like to send out to you, how lifetime required minimal distributions work. And this stuff is covered in there. And, you know, we want to make sure that you're making the right decision. If you do not do, you know, the decision properly, there's a severe tax penalty for you, you know, to do that. So let us send this piece out to you. Pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call. We'd love to send this piece out to you. It's our compliments. There's no cost or, you know, obligation to it. And, you know, get it in your hands and you can review it. And then, you know, perhaps we can sit down with you and say, let's look at your situation and make sure that you are being as effective and efficient as possible.
And Doug, I just want to point out real quick, folks, take advantage of it. It's an easy read.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, you know, Gone with the Wind. You know what I'm saying? It's an easy read. And it's a great, great, you know, I don't call it refresher because you may be learning for the first time.
Right.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a great piece of information. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money.
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with the show. And I hope that, you know, the last section that we spoke about there about required minimal distributions makes some sense, and that you take advantage of the opportunity to call in and get a copy of the How Lifetime Required Minimal Distributions Work. We'd be happy to send it out to you and get you a copy of it, and help you along the way when it comes to required minimal distributions. So, hey Mike, we're into the what have you been up to lately? And do you have anything specific that you want to kick it off with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll just, throw something out there what have we been up to lately is, we're in that time of year that people are going to be calling it a day, retiring at the job.
Yep.
And sat and talked with somebody recently about, how does this all play out for them? And it's interesting, Doug, is talking about going around the year end or somewhat into beginning of new year, and then there's vacation pay and all that, so formally off the job somewhere in springtime, and coming through and wanting to see how things would play out, like, okay, I have a 401k, I have this, I have that income, verifying income numbers, how am I going to live, that type of stuff. So I think we get to that time of year where a lot of times people say, there's people thinking they're going to go into next year working. And then at the end, they kind of say, should I pull the plug? I have another appointment coming up with a gentleman, same thing, and basically said, I need to go. I need to get out of here. I need to sit down and work numbers with you. And I thought I was going to stay a lot longer. I don't think so. I need to get out. So a lot of that, I'll call it sudden retirement, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I think people just kind of, it's a long year, they're tired, they're a little burnt out, the holidays are coming, and they just think, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I want to go sit down with Mike or Doug and verify numbers and make sure this thing's a go. So seeing some of that, I guess 'tis the season, right?
Well, yes, and I got a telephone call in this week from, it seems like a very, very nice woman, longtime radio show listener. And I want to talk to the longtime radio show listeners for a moment here. She told me, she's been listening since, I think she said 2008. I don't really remember. Okay,
wow.
Exactly. I don't remember if she said 8 years or 2008, whatever. Doesn't matter. And was planning on retiring next year. But her job got moved overseas, so they told her that at the end of the year, you don't have your job anymore. And, she called and she wants to come in and sit down. And, I mean, granted, it's the beginning of November. We still, can get a strategy in place. But I like it, and we like it, folks, if you come in advance. Like, we want to have these strategies in place for you in case these situations happen, right? I could sense a little anxiety in her voice when I spoke to her because one of the things is that, I made the appointment for this upcoming week with her, and she was like relieved. She said, I thought I was going to have to wait like a few weeks to get in. And we want to emphasize to you to be ready for retirement. You could probably start a little further in advance and have the strategy in place. You've heard the success stories that both Mike and I have told about people that we've set up with strategies for their retirement for when they're ready to retire, who just tell us, okay, I'm going to retire when I'm 65, and 65 comes and is a, nah, I'm going to wait till I'm 67. And like, well, you do know that you can go. We've got the strategy set up. And that's a sense of comfort and ease and confidence that somebody has. So my point is this. If you've been listening and you've been sitting around and you're saying, okay, yeah, when I retire, I'm going to call them and you know, go on in and see them. Or when I'm, you know, a couple of months away. My point is this. You don't really know. All right? Anything can happen. They could decide to eliminate your position. Your health could change suddenly. Please come on in and let's get the strategies going before we need, before our foot's to the fire.
Doug, two things I want to say about this. First off, the more runway you give us to plan your retirement, the better.
Right.
And right now, I'm specifically talking to corporate America people. Okay? So, you know, have that plan ready. Have it ready to go for the unforeseen. The other thing I want to say to the corporate America people, Doug, is that, you know, Doug, sometimes people are 62 years old, 60 years old, and they're saying everything's, it's blue skies, if you will. Everything's going well at work. Everything's good. I'm going to stay to 65. I'm going to stay to 67. You know, that's what I'm, that's my plan. How many times, Doug, have you and I have seen all of a sudden, here comes from blue skies, here comes the turbulence, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's 3 years down the road. Now they're 63 or now they're 65 and they're trying to get to 67. And the economy goes in the dump and there has to be layoffs or companies are moving overseas, you know, type of deal. And it's unforeseen. And at least you're not trying to play catch up. You already have the plan in your pocket. You know, so that happens to me, Doug, more often than not. I mean, what have you been up to lately? Let me jump to another one that kind of feeds right into this. You know, I had I had taken a case on new clients and was going in to do the solution, if you will, and talk to them about what we're going to do. And so I address the current 401k and guess what comes out of his mouth is, oh, Mike, wait, since the last time we talked, which was only 2 weeks ago, I've been notified that we're no longer employees of this company. We're now employees of that company. So mm-hmm. It wasn't like he lost the job, and it wasn't like he, you know, the company closed, anything like that. It was just they outsourced the company, mm-hmm. which is another big corporate America move, right? That you may say, well, I really work for this big name, but not really. I work there, but I'm outsourced underneath this company.
Right.
And he's like, we need to address this and do something. This 401k is no longer active. So this happens day in and day out. Our experiences tell us this. The more runway for retirement planning, the better.
Yeah, that's 100%. I think it's indisputable,
yeah.
Right? I don't even think it's anything, right? The more time you give us in advance of it, the better off it is. Now, that's not to say that we can't do it in crunch time. We can pull it off in crunch time. There's no doubt about it. But it leads to your financial anxiety. So, like, we're talking to you right now and saying, we see this happening to you folks out there, and we want to help you try to avoid it. So don't be the person who listens to the show week in and week out and says, someday I'm going to call and go in. Call and come in, and let's go over it now and see if we can get some strategies in place for you. And a lot of people, Mike, often don't even know whether they're on track to retire or not. Like, they've got money in a 401k or SEP or, you know, whatever. They've got whatever kind of retirement plan they have at work, but they don't even know if they're on track to accomplish what they need to accomplish. And that's got to be bothersome, too.
Doug, do you feel, and I feel this way, do you feel sometimes people don't want to know? It's almost like a mind game. Like, I'm 62 years old. You know what? I'll turn to my wife. I'm going out at 65. And yeah, I got a 401k. And yeah, I got Social Security coming. And she has Social, you know, I know there's components out there, but I'm a little intimidated, a little afraid to know what are those real numbers. Kind of,
yeah.
Like, don't tell me. I find that too sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. No, we've definitely seen it. We've had people come in the office where one of the two, a couple come into the office where one of the two wants to retire, but the other one doesn't think that there's enough there to retire, and they don't, you know, they want to know. The one wants to know. The other one doesn't want to know because the other one doesn't want to work anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and that's common. And there's a lot of, over the years, Mike, we used to spend a lot of time talking about the financial ostriches out there. You know, the people who, and that's kind of what you just referred to, you know, the people, you know, the ostrich takes their head, they bury it in the sand, and they think that if they can't see, you know, anything else around them, that nothing around them can see them. And, you know, we've got a lot of people out there over the years who are financial ostriches, and they just take their head and they bury it in the sand. And, you know, that's not a good thing to do. So I remember one year, this was a long, long time ago, we did, you know, Operation Rescue the Financial Ostrich, right? You know, and it's just the amount of people who are kind of in that boat, there's just too many.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing too, Doug, I want to tell people about retirement planning. If you're tired with your work, you're tired of your job, you have issues with the job, take the fight to them. And what I mean by that is, get yourself together, get your financial, your retirement house in order, have a plan ready to go in advance. That's what I mean by taking the fight to them and not being reactive.
Right.
And, you know, and when the time comes, like, yeah, right, I don't know, can I, or, you know, spouse is saying there's no way, you have to keep working. Be proactive. Take the fight to them.
You know, Mike, I always remember that, you know, growing up when, you know, playing sports and doing things is that, you know, we would always have, one of our coaches would always tell us, are you going to be the thermostat or are you going to be the thermometer? Mm-hmm. And the thermostat controls the temperature, controls the pressure, controls the situation. Mm-hmm. The thermometer reacts to it. So are you going to be the thermostat or the thermometer? I think that you're better off being the thermostat. Like, we want to control the circumstance and the situation that we have. You have a thermometer in your house to tell you what the temperature is. You have the thermostat to make your house a level of comfort for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the same thing holds true when it comes to your retirement. Let's get a thermostat in there. In other words, let's get a retirement strategy in place so that we can control the thermometer.
No, 100%. Well said. Well, you know, illustrated there by you. Great job.
Yeah, you know, and so what else have we been up to lately? Well, we said we had the dinner, which was fantastic. You know, it was really good. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So I had a conversation with somebody this week who a family member is in a long-term care facility. Okay. No planning in advance of it. And now they're real. It's reality now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, it's been spoken about many times in the past, but and ignored. And now it's reality. And now it is to the point of they're scrambling, trying to see, is there asset movement they can do, getting an elder care attorney. You know, there's a lot of different things that's going on, you know, right now in the circumstance. And again, a thermometer situation right now. You are not the thermostat now. You are the thermometer. You are reacting to the circumstance that you're in. And I want to emphasize to you, reacting is never as good as controlling. So the cost is astronomical because, unfortunately, in this circumstance, there's a lot of care that's required for this person in the home. You know, they and when you go into an assisted living or a nursing home, the bill is all dependent upon the services that you need when you're in there. I mean, if you're in there and you're still capable of, you know, some of the activities of daily living, if you can still go to the bathroom on your own, if you can still take a shower by yourself, it's not as expensive as if you need help doing those things.
Yeah, no, agreed, Doug. Another thing that you need to be proactive on, you know, I recently had a conversation with somebody saying, hey, you know what? You're 86 years old. You're in a great, great health, great way, everything's good, financially you're good, everything couldn't be better. I said, I hate to tell you this, but you know, it's a little bit of bad news. And she said, what? I said, chances are you're going to live a very long life. You're going to even live longer. And somewhere along the line, you may require assistance, mm-hmm, and medical help, because we're finding the older that you're living, the greater the run, it's great, right? Oh, 92, 93, God bless. That's a beautiful thing. They're going to need some sort of medical assistance, which means there's going to be some sort of a drawdown on the financial situation.
Yep.
And, you know, I hate to be, you know, the good news, bad news, the bearer of bad news, but it's something that you need to be, have a vision out there for. And, mm-hmm. and that's what we try to do, Doug. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so many financial situations in this world, whether it's I lost my job or I have to retire early, you look at a given time, everything's beautiful. Couldn't be going any better. So we try to give you a heads up of and long-term care. It's real. I mean, Doug, you and I are sending out a lot of money every year to help people with their health care.
And the nice part about it is when the people have the insurance in place and the insurance company's sending the money. You know, a lot of people, Mike, when it comes to insurance, a lot of people look at the premium as the problem. The premium's the solution to the problem.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, you want to go out there and, you know, you just look at long-term care, for example. Let's just make up a number. Let's say the premium for long-term care is, this is completely hypothetical, is $5,000 for the year. But if you go into a long-term care facility, you're going to get $5,000 a month of benefit.
Right.
Just hypothetical, made up money. Would you rather pay 1 month's worth a year and have that insurance, or would you rather wait until you get sick and then come up with the $5,000 a month for the care?
Well, hey, Doug, you know, we know the answer to that. And the point being is any type of insurance is always annoying for people.
Mm-hmm.
Auto, medical, life insurance. But boy, when there's a claim that pays,
right?
Nothing better than insurance, right?
Yeah.
We've never once settled somebody's life insurance, and they said, "Oh, I don't want that. This is not worthy of or God forbid you get in a car accident. You know, okay, you're thousands of dollars in damage, and the car's fixed."
Mike, I wind the clock back, and I think, and brought this up as an example at the dinner the other night, is that. To when Sandy hit down the shore, yeah. You know, and as you know, we own a house down in the beach, and we had flood insurance, but there were people on our street who did not have flood insurance, mm-hmm. And when talking to them, they said, "Yeah, but you know what? We're so far ahead of the game because we didn't make the premium payments for the flood insurance for all those years." And I just, you know, kindly would say, well, do you have the $350,000, the $300,000, $250,000 to fix your house right now? And they're like, well, no, that's the problem. I said, well, then you didn't self-insure. Yeah. Okay? You just chose to take the risk. And now you're in it. And so the point is this. The premium's the problem until it needs to be the solution. The insurance is the solution to the problem. And you have to open up your mind and you have to think about it that way. And you have to say, okay, you know, the long-term care insurance, for example. Another one, big one, is disability insurance, right? The premium for disability insurance is, you know, peanuts compared to what the potential benefit is. And for a lot of circumstances, we hope that your insurance premiums are a big waste of money because that means you didn't need them. You didn't have the unfortunate situation where you needed to cash in on that insurance.
Right. No, 100%.
I want to tell people also here is that our website is back up and active. You guys need to go check it out. I think it's fantastic. Our web address is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. I'd appreciate it if you go look at it and give us some feedback on it. You know, what do you think about it? And, are there areas for improvement? Do you like it? You know, whatever the circumstance is. But, you know, go check it out. We think that it's pretty good. We're pretty proud of it, you know, and you can book an appointment with us through there. And it's really, you know, it's a good, valuable resource for people, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, folks, we have offices that are conveniently located for you guys out there. And we offer complimentary consultations to you guys. There's no cost or obligation to it. And we strategically place our offices so that they're in areas that are convenient for the people who can hear our radio show. So please take advantage of the complimentary consultation to offer to come on in and sit down with us. Now, our offices are in Clark, Florham Park, Paramus, and Toms River. So we've got an office, if you can hear the show, in close proximity to you. want to remind everybody out there that we're old school as well, right, Mike? We'll make a house call.
Absolutely.
And, you know, often we do make house calls. That's not a problem. And the, you know, the reality of the situation is you've got to pick up the phone and give us a call. We can't call you.
Yeah, you know, Doug, we've talked about a lot of different topics that really we feel this week apply to so many people out there. And we get it, Doug. It's, you know, RMDs and it's the retirement end of it and all that. And people are saying, yeah, that's me, but I don't know what to do.
Right.
Well, listen, pick up the phone, give us a call, you know, complimentary sit-down consultation. As I always said to people, come on in. Let's see if we can help you. You know, let's see if we're a match. If, you know, if we are, great. If we're not, we part as friends. Keep listening to the show. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's your downside to the whole situation.
Yeah, it really is, Mike. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Remember, you've got the opportunity to get together with us. Our number is 855-262-3722. You also have the opportunity to get how lifetime required minimal distributions work sent out to you. Just pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.